You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignatainment. I'm always on the old black list or something. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man. I'm trying to live my life
and it just makes me so wild and mean. I'm trying to live my life. I love that song. Hola muchachos, my friends. What a beautiful show we got today. And we got my sidekick, Jimbo.
How we doing?
And we're doing great. And the producer, Chris. What's up, Chris?
How we doing, boys?
Oh, it's a great day. Great day. A lot of stuff today. A lot of great stuff. You guys are really going to love our show today. And what do you got for us, Jimbo? What's on the main target for opening up the show?
Well, I think we're going to save it for the end of the show, but it's definitely Super Bowl weekend, and you know everybody's tuning in to hear the Ocho Man's big pick for the weekend, but I know you're saving it for the end.
I'm going to save it.
But we would be remiss without starting the show with our daily Deflategate update. And
we're still on that?
We are on it, and you know why we're on it?
Talk to me.
We're on it because his honor, Joe Montana, has spoken. The Holy Grail. I mean, although you don't seem too hot on Montana.
Jesus Christ! Did you see Joe Montana on that pizza commercial, Papa John? He was all hunched over.
The guy played football. He hurts, right?
Right. He does hurt.
Here's what he had to say. You know, he said basically that did Tom Brady deflate the footballs? No, obviously he didn't, but somebody did, and they did it because Tom Brady likes his balls deflated.
His balls deflated.
That's what the man said.
All right.
Obviously been talking to Giselle, or he has some insight. But no, I think what he was getting at here, and I think this is the most sane thing you can say about this whole thing is, No, he may not have done it, but it wasn't done without him knowing. I mean, knowing Tom Brady, can you imagine if this guy was in a game and picked up a deflated football, somebody would be fired immediately. So I agree with Joe. There's no way this happened without him knowing about it.
And I just don't like that guy, that 20,000-year job guy that's in charge of that. He's going to take the grunt of this. It's bullshit.
Yeah, but I'm not sure about this because, I mean, I don't know if we have any proof, but I know the running jokes at the beginning of this were, wasn't the guy that took the bullet on the Rams-Patriots Super Bowl? Somebody said he's like a golf pro in Hawaii and he'll never have to work a day in his life because he took the bullet for Robert Kraft and the boys.
Whatever happened to that UPS guy that they said altered with urine?
Oh, let me tell you something. That guy should have sued Ryan Braun for everything.
Jesus Christ, yeah. You don't even hear about that. I mean, if I was that guy, I'd be part of that team myself right now on a big salary.
See, I'm on record as saying that, you know, and I don't obviously like, you know, steroids, and as, you know, to Mark, steroids is bad, according to Mark McGuire. But these guys can, you know, they do what they do, and you can argue they all team to. I have a problem with a guy like Ryan Braun who, I mean, basically tried to ruin this guy's life to save his own ass.
Yeah.
I got an issue with that. But no, you're right. We don't hear about him. We don't hear about the guy from Spygate, and now I have a feeling, to your point, this poor lad that took his balls into the bathroom to deflate them, I don't know that we're going to hear from him again. So, you know.
Speaking of not hearing, I never hear about that guy anymore that reached over when the Cubs.
Was it
the World Series or a playoff game?
No, it was to go to the World Series, wasn't it? Yeah, it was to go to the World Series. And Moises Alou comes over, and this guy reaches over like everybody else does for a foul ball and catches Bartman. Bartman was his name.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, this guy was like a really nice, wasn't he a school teacher?
He was public enemy number one in Chicago.
Oh.
But they don't talk about when the shortstop or the second baseman, he botched a double play afterwards. I mean, that shit just never gets mentioned. This poor guy, I think, had to move down to Florida, and he's still on the
witness protection.
Yeah, no, he had threats against his life and shit.
You're kidding?
No. Oh, yeah. He had death threats.
He still does?
I don't know. About now,
yeah, probably over it now. For love of God,
no, Chicago's not over it. No, Chicago. These poor people, no.
Now they're taking that. What'd you say? They're taking down Wrigley?
Yeah, did you see that? Well, they're doing the renovations, and all. Boy, doesn't this make you feel good when you go to the ballpark for a hot dog? The rats that were under the stadium are now loose on the streets of Chicago. They're having an issue with it. Yeah, saw that today on Yahoo.
Jesus
Christ,
how isn't gross that is that? I've went and there and I've eaten there. God damn it, you don't have to tell me shit like that.
Hey,
The nickname that they're using to refer to the players, the Rats.
The Rats. There you go.
Don't be ripping on our Cub fans. They've had enough problems.
They're supposedly good this year, though.
We'll see.
Anyway, what else you got?
Well.
What else happening?
Well, got to talk, again, staying on the NFL. Did you catch Marshawn Lynch and Gronkowski? Did you catch Beast Mode and Gronk on Conan?
I loved it. And you know what? You know what I loved about it was how the media makes Marshawn Lynch not open, doesn't talk to the media and so forth. But you know what? He seemed like a real good guy, and he seemed like a kid in personality. He's afraid of the media when he's in that type of environment in the NFL where he's got to question this and you know what? I think the guy just wants to be. He's simple. I think he's a simple guy.
Yeah. No. I'm with you on this. I heard some discussions about this. Like a couple players actually come out and said, "Well, the guy doesn't want to talk, and I get it. He doesn't want to talk to me. Let's just let him go." And what they don't understand is, that if you do it for him, then you got to do it for everybody who doesn't want to talk. So that's really ultimately the issue. But seeing him on Conan, he was so open and fun. And I mean, what a great. I mean, if you haven't seen this, you guys got to Google this thing and see it. You would not believe the guy that they've been blasting all week about not wanting to talk to the media. You would not believe it was the same guy on the show.
It was a fun guy.
It was completely entertaining. And, we were talking about it today when we were doing our pre-show stuff, and you told me a great story about him. He's obviously a great guy. Didn't he find a wallet or something?
That's unbelievable, man. He finds a wallet out on the streets. And, this is Marshawn Lynch. I mean, a big profile player, NFL player, he finds a wallet and he takes it to the guy himself, knocks on the door and he says, "I think this wallet's yours, I found it." And, that's the kind of shit that you don't hear that the media puts out on Marshawn Lynch. And that's the kind of stuff that people should hear about this guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, I think you can find, and thank goodness you can find great stories all over about these NFL guys.
Not all Aaron Hernandez's people. I mean, these players are human too. And you know what? If this guy right now, he does not have communication skills, okay? He doesn't want to get in front of the media and say something stupid. So, and now he's being tormented by the media just to get something out of him. Anyway, that's my take on that.
Well, I think whether it's, Gronkowski obviously helped Beast Mode there.
Right. He did.
He helped bring it out of him so that you could see. He did that. I guarantee you there's so many other things that he's done that you don't know about that are great. I'm sure of it.
Marshawn Lynch is a big, big person in the Oakland community area where he helps kids out all the time. You know what? But bottom line is, let's not just judge someone by what you see on TV. The guy's behind the scenes doing so many things that he doesn't want people to say, "Hey, look, you don't like that whole donation thing that someone says, this is anonymous," but they'll go around the corner and say,
"Hey, yeah, look what I did.
Yeah, look what I did." And this isn't this guy. This guy is a straight shooter.
Yeah, take a bow, Marshawn.
That's beautiful.
I think, another guy that I think is kind of like that is Richard Sherman. I've heard a lot.
I don't think so. But
you don't think so?
No, I hear he does
a lot of good stuff.
Well, that's good and everything, but the guy definitely is a cocky dude out there.
Well, I think most of them are, and I think you have to be somewhat?
I don't mind that on the field, but you know what? Off the field, too, the guy just wants to express himself in a cocky fashion all the time.
Well, that term, he talks the talk, walks the walk. I mean, he...
All right, I get it. I played the game, too. I understand, yeah. But be a little bit of humble individual, too. And you know what? After the last Super Bowl, he said, "You know what? That wasn't me. That was a heat of the moment." Boom. The guy's doing it again, and I mean, it's
he's not going to get pushed around. I mean, I think that's kind of how
I understand
feels.
That. And his what story.
What do you think? Okay, so I ask you, the thing now is evidently he's going to have a child.
Right.
And it could be any time.
Yeah.
And it could obviously very possibly be Sunday.
Are you insane?
Well, hang on. Now, the Seattle has publicly said that it's up to him. And I don't think, unless something's changed, to my knowledge, he hasn't said for sure one way or other what he would do. So I pose the question to you there, Oach.
Well,
you're in the Super Bowl. Your wife is in the stands.
I don't think he's openly saying anything right now just to keep his wife happy. But I think deep down, he knows he's going to be out on that football field. This is a one-time gig, man. And I know it's your kid and so forth. But you know what? How proud would that kid be knowing that you played in that Super Bowl and you were there?
Okay, so hang on. Let's if we're going to talk about it, let's really talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
So on Super Bowl Sunday, you can completely justify and rationalize to yourself that I need to be on the field. What about 25 years later and you look back on it? Do you still think you would believe in the decision you made?
Absolutely.
You do.
I would never have let that go.
Okay.
I mean, I tell you what, man. There was something that happened in my personal life that I could have been in this big time poker tournament in Vegas where it was like 10,000 or something. To me, that's a lot, guys. 10,000
to
buy
in. That's a lot for all of us for what you're paying us.
And I could have been in there, and unfortunately, I had a family member that passed away, and I had to pass up on that. And I still look back on that and say, man, what if I went? What if I, you know, who knows? Who knows? Yeah, but, yeah, I wouldn't pass up the Super Bowl at all.
You wouldn't, huh?
No.
Well, because then, you know, what happens, if you miss that, then you're going to miss Katy Perry at halftime.
Katy Perry, goddamn, she's hot.
Now, I know they kind of went away from anything at all that could have happened after Janet Jackson and the whole, they kind of got away.
Can
from
I back this tape up one bit?
And, yeah,
and
yeah.
I got to ask you this though. You see these people, you see these girls right now on, my kids were watching them on Disney Channel and so forth, and you're, and their kids, now they've grown and you're like, isn't it kind of weird? It's kind of weird to me.
No.
Because I'm thinking now they're hot, but back then they were like kids, you know? And I don't know. It's kind of
you
gross.
You got somebody in mind that you're...
Yeah, actually, there were a couple of them. And they popped them on my... I got a Tesla, and every time a song pops up, a picture of them pops up too.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, holy shit, that's a hot chick. And then my daughter in the background said, Dad, that's what's
Selena Gomez or something like that.
Yeah.
Wasn't she on there or something? Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I was just
let's make a right turn here.
I was confused. Let's go. Anyway, go on with your story.
But so Katy Perry. So I think, I think for a little while the halftime shows, they were trying to make sure nothing crazy would happen. So now, now they're doing it again. They're bringing old Katy Perry back. I got to ask you, over and under on the percentage of guys.
I love the song. And, I think of the Missouri Tigers.
Oh, I knew. I've had a feeling you would. But I want the over and under of percentage. How many guys, immediately when they heard Katy Perry was going to be on there, their first thought was, God, please let there be a wardrobe malfunction. What's the over and under? God, what's the percentage?
Damn it. You're probably the only one that came up with that, douchebag.
No, I'm not.
Oh, Jesus. Chris, did anything like that cross your mind first thing?
I forgot that she was even in the halftime show, so.
Yeah. You know what, dude? You're hanging out at too many parks or something.
Well, all right. Okay.
No, but Katy Perry, though, she's hot, and I'm sure you're going to see a lot of guys tuning in on the halftime show.
I was going to say, yeah.
We're not all going to run to the kitchen for that leftover pizza.
Well, she's obviously a very attractive woman, and, maybe, that's the look that our friend Bruce Jenner's going for, because, we discussed him on our last show, and we gave him the benefit of the doubt. Did we not stand up for the man?
I thought he was trying to look good, not look like he's old anymore or something.
And now the reports come out that he's taking estrogen because the guy really wants to be a woman. I mean, he has to have lost his marbles.
Chris, is there anything on this man? Is that true?
I've seen stuff where, some reports that say he's gone in to have his Adam's apple shaved down.
All these insane surgery reports.
What's going on? It would almost make sense.
Well,
no.
For what's going on.
No, right? The bizarre way that he and his wife split up just sort of out of the blue, but they're still friends and they still hang out and all this. It's almost like...
It's a Kardashian thing. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. They got to be on TV. They want to be seen.
They got to be relevant.
That's half the issue with our society right now is that, everyone's into the Kardashians. Everything the Kardashians do, they make me want to fucking puke.
I got to tell you, though, as an Armenian, I'm so glad she's going back to Armenia to check out her motherland, but her roots. Maybe the roots.
Is going. I wasn't aware of this.
Yeah, the whole family's all the sisters are going to Armenia, man.
Is it
to commemorate the genocide.
Chris is bringing along the new boyfriend. That stepped in to replace Mr. Jenner.
Carry the load.
Yeah, she's got an. Carrying a load. That's for sure.
But in any case, in the long run, I think it pays off for Armenia and a little bit of a map type of thing to where people know where Armenia's at. With Kardashians, that's a big jolt to
it's
the
as
country.
As big as it gets right now. Anywhere.
That's a great question for you, being Armenian. They're looked at as a joke.
No, not at all. I said a jolt.
A jolt.
I think it gives the entire country a little bit of a, appreciation to what's out there in the Western Armenian world. I love it.
Yeah. Well, and it highlights, for everyone here in America, it highlights Armenia. Everyone gets to see in Armenia.
And now we got George Clooney's wife. What's her name?
Amal? Is it
Amal?
Amal. And I tell you what, man, she's representing Armenia in this big genocide. She's in the courthouse right now in Europe, and God bless her. I love the shit, man. It's about time people start paying attention to my brothers and sisters out there.
Well, you've carried the load long enough. It's about time these Kardashians stepped up and started bringing some awareness.
Yeah. I've carried the load all right. I'd like to drop a load here, too.
Yeah, we need to... So that's the plan. We need to get Ocho Man hooked up with the Kardashians.
Ooh.
And we need to do a joint Armenian mission.
Oh, God damn,
over
that
to
would
Armenia.
Be great. That would be great.
Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball live from Armenia with the Kardashians.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'd be right there, man. Jimbo, you'd be right there with me.
Which one are you going to pick? If you get to pick one of the three, going with?
Oh, yeah. Who do you think I'm going to pick?
I don't know.
I want you to think.
You want me to think?
Yeah. Seeing me and thinking about chicks, what do you think?
Well, you're definitely not going
for Courtney.
No, he's not a Courtney guy.
She's too tall, man. I got to climb.
No, that's the short one.
Oh, she's the short one.
Yeah, but that's not your style.
I'd break that.
Yeah, no. And Kim, Kim's bigger,
It has to be her.
Bigger
he
in, no,
that,
no,
you know,
no, no, no.
He's too tall.
She's bigger in life than him.
No, he said
he's a court. He is definitely a Chloe.
Yeah, but
I just said that chick. She's too tall. Big, yeah.
He just said she's too tall.
No, I mean Kim's bigger in life. But
no,
I think,
know, but he just said he wouldn't select her because she's,
you'd go
she's
Kim,
too
huh?
tall.
I'd go Kim. Who wouldn't go Kim?
I don't. Lamar Odom.
I wouldn't go anywhere that had anything to do with Kanye West, if you know what I mean.
Ooh. Well, speaking of limelight here, my friends, we got Eddie Murphy.
He's back.
Eddie Murphy returns to Saturday Night Live, first time since 30 years on SNL. SNL's doing their 40th year anniversary, and Murphy's last show was December 15, 1984. I loved Eddie Murphy, man, on SNL.
He was definitely one of
them. Babies come from boys and girls. When a man loves a woman very much, they lay down, and the man gives the woman $20.
I mean, he was great.
Ah, that was beautiful,
he was, and
Chris.
Then he went on that run with some great movies. You know, we won't talk about Best Defense.
But you know what? In SNL, who the hell didn't like Gumby? I'm Gumby, damn it.
I'm Gumby, damn it.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Or Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. That was a good one. He had some great things. What do you think? You know, I think the big deal everybody's making is it's been 30 years for him.
What do you think?
What do you think there's a problem?
No, there's no problem there, but goddamn, can you imagine? Well, I think we reached the 20. What's a 25 years? 25 years ago, can you remember? There's no way we could find out. Can you?
Oh, I can find out. I know, yeah.
Find out right now. What was the song in 1990? Number one song in 1990.
Let's see here. You're not going to believe me when I tell you what the number one song. I mean, think back to that was our heyday.
Let me take a guess. It was probably Michael Jackson.
No, no, close. I mean, you're kind of close. You got to remember, we are at fault for this because this was our heyday.
Madonna had to be a part of it.
I mean, I would be okay with Madonna or Michael Jackson, but the number one song 25 weeks ago.
25 years.
Or 25 years ago during the week was Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton?
Yes. How am I supposed to live without you? Do you remember that song?
Vaguely. How did you find that?
Can you imagine this?
Would you hire this guy on a suicide hotline here?
Can you even imagine? Like, you know, you're feeling down, and you call in. I really need to talk to somebody, and the counselor says, Michael, you have a call on line one, and then you hear that.
Play that again. Michael, you have a call on line one.
Oh,
Jesus.
Painful.
Christ, you put a gun to my head.
Oh. So.
Yeah, you know, he needs a 2x4.
So then all of a sudden they realize what they've done, and the guy, Pharrell, line two.
Pharrell? Fill in line two.
So Pharrell steps in and saves the day for Michael.
Shit,
thank goodness.
Michael. But how the hell did we listen to that 25 years ago and made this the number one song? Were we that depressed of fucking people that we got into that song?
It was terrible. I mean, I you know what? You know me. I love music. I'm a music guy. That was a bad period.
You know what? A couple years before then, too, you had who the hell sang I Wish That I Had Jesse's Girl?
That's Rick Springfield, the master.
Rick Springfield? Are you kidding me, man? I mean, get your own pie. Why do you need your girl? Why do you need your friend's girlfriend, man? That's bullshit. I Wish That I Had Jesse's Girl. Go get your own pie, you son of a bitch. Don't be looking at your friend, your best friends.
Hey, speaking of SNL and Bolton, have you guys seen, this is from, you know, a year or so ago, I'm sure it's more, with Andy Samberg, you know how like he has those songs.
It was
like
good,
he did, like the Dick in the Box with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
He did one with Michael Bolton. Hold on.
Michael Bolton.
it's if you guys haven't seen this, you gotta go on YouTube. You gotta search for Michael Bolton, Jack Sparrow. It is.
Oh my god.
Amazing. Yeah, I do. I remember that one.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing.
I gotta check that out. But you know what? I'm just wondering how our public gets into stuff like that. Were we that depressed in 1990 to make that our number one song?
Well, we're at fault. That was our prime. That was our prime years.
Yeah.
You know, it's our fault. I mean, we could have changed history.
There.
What the fuck did we listen to?
Oh, it's amazing. It's
crazy.
Amazing.
Speaking of back then, Florence Henderson.
Mrs. Brady.
Mrs. Brady, turning 81 in February.
What's up with Miss Brady? Because let me tell you, if have things changed with her?
Well, she still loves young dudes. She says younger men are her style because they can keep up with her. And
keep up with her?
Here's the story.
She was doing more than three boys than bringing them up. Yeah. Yeah, she's bringing them up, okay.
And, I mean, what a dysfunction. I mean, let's really look at this, okay? Let's think about this. It's called the Brady Bunch.
Well, she's a MILF then, right?
We got Greg and Marcia.
Right? Brady, I'd like to fuck.
Yeah, she's a BILF, not a MILF, right?
Oh, that's great.
Is she a BILF to you, Coach?
Yeah. No, there's no goddamn way, dude.
No?
I don't want nothing to do.
Is it because of her age?
Yes, 81 years old.
Okay, so let's not...
We've seen the picture of her before the whole show.
So let me show you this picture of 75-year-old Raquel Welch, would you?
Raquel Welch, now, you showed me that, and she's still damn hot. God bless her. God bless her. Raquel Welch, if you ever listen to this podcast, we love you. We still think you're hot.
Yeah, we'd love to have you on.
You think she'd come on the show?
Why not? We just gave her a big hit on the show. Who the hell gave her a big shot?
I mean, Sophia Loren. What about her? She's even older. She's 80.
Yeah, you know,
she's Florence Henderson's age.
Yeah, but look, man. Yeah, Raquel. Okay. Anyway, what the hell was I talking about? I was talking about the Brady Bunch. I mean, what a show that was. You had Greg and Marcia that were just kind of looking at each other.
Marcia.
And, well, that was Jan. I was getting to Jan. Jan, you don't know who she liked. Did she like boys? Did she like girls? I think she was a lesbian myself.
Really?
There's no question about
it. Is she? I mean, does that ever come out?
I never hung out with her, but...
You mean like the actress or
the actual actress?
I don't know about the actress.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Some things you can't hide.
Then you had Carol Brady, the mom, and they said there were times when they were in the trailer that her and Greg would get it on.
I think that's confirmed. Yeah, I mean,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah,
then the dad, well, he was gay, so
he didn't care.
Carol didn't, you know. Carol Brady.
He was trying to get Bobby in there, probably.
Oh, dude, Bobby, the little kid. Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, I just, you know, who knows.
Anyway,
you gonna put it past him?
Then we had Peter, the middle kid. I think he was a stalker. I mean, he was always in the back of the. A convertible, checking out Greg and his chick. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that kind of fucking explains why Tiger the dog always fucking ran off.
That dog always was getting the hell out of there. He was the only smart one.
You'd have Bobby come in there and say, Bobby and Cindy would come in there, Tiger ran off, Daddy.
Tiger's gone.
The whole family would go, and the dog would finally feel like, I finally made it. I'm away from these goddamn Brady. And then who the hell finds him? Sam the butcher.
Sam or Alice.
Sam and Alice find the damn dog down the block, and they go, shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
the dog's back to the Bradys.
Yeah, I mean, living Brady. Living life like a Brady.
It's kind of a cheap porn.
Yeah.
What else we have here? We got covered.
I'm looking forward to Eddie Murphy being back on there.
Well, you know what? Another big news. I don't even know why you brought up Eddie Murphy. Yeah, that is big news. Saturday Night Live. But Suge Knight. Suge.
It's
Suge.
Suge Knight arrested for murder. On suspicion of a fatal hit and run.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Imagine that too on this, huh?
Oh, this guy's. He's the guy that was in the middle of the whole Tupac and Biggie Smalls thing, right? I think everybody thinks he's the one that killed. Big Papa, right?
Yeah, I think that.
Suge, if you're listening to this, Suge or Sage or whatever your name is, sure. I have nothing to do with this. This is my sidekick, Jimbo.
Oh, I think
it's not us.
Yeah, he probably wears us. That badge.
Don't shoot
I think.
Chris or
that's that whole hey Ocho, East Coast West Coast bias. You know, that's what they got going on.
I love the West Coast right now. It's so nice and warm. East Coast looks
lots
like
of snow.
One big fucking ice pit.
Lots of
this
snow.
Guy's always been in trouble.
Yeah.
Suge Knight, always
he's
been in
one
trouble.
Of these guys that's, how is this guy not in jail?
Oh, I think he has been.
But it's a miracle that he hasn't gotten busted on some.
Well, he's going
big.
Right back to the slammer.
Something big. I mean, this guy's, you know. But yeah, you look at a picture of him. I mean, he looks, Jamie Foxx used to use the words thuggish or crackish, mm-hmm. You know. So I think we've got, we got to deal with Suge Knight some way, shape, or form, especially if he killed Big Papa. We got to get him out of here.
You're not sure about that, though. Don't be bringing up anything on my show, anyone killing anything. Big news coming up here. And let me... Can you believe this shit here? Well, maybe Jimbo, maybe you ought to give this one. It's about the West Coast, actually.
Well, you just said that you're happy with the West Coast.
I am happy with the West Coast.
Breaking news from NBC. This is Captain Obvious.
Captain Obvious.
We have a Disneyland measles outbreak, and likely it came from overseas. This is Captain Obvious, over and out.
Well, no fucking shit. Everyone knows it came from overseas. I can't believe NBC would put that out, that it's likely have come from overseas.
Where do they think it came from?
I mean, dude, we still haven't gotten this Ebola shit figured out, and I don't even hear about Ebola anymore. Have you heard anything about Ebola?
I think somebody just got it the other day.
Really?
Like, yeah, there was another one, you know, contract, like a worker or something like that over there. But
you know, you're
first
just
one in a long time.
Stupid NBC report.
No, I'm telling you, I just saw it on, you know, yeah.
But you never.
As George
see
Bush
that.
Says, on the internet, you get on there and you find
stuff.
You get
on stuff, there and then you find stuff.
Yeah.
There's rumors on the internet. What the hell? I mean, this kind of information, this kind of news, didn't we think that really happened there? Disneyland measles outbreak likely came from overseas. Well, no shit. No shit on that.
Honest to God, where else could it come from?
No, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. I mean, they're coming from all over the world to see Disneyland, and boom, there you have it. It's from another country.
Boom.
Boom. There it is.
Is that how John Madden would describe it?
Well, they're coming in here, and the next thing you know, they're going to the Donald Duck ride, and boom, they're sitting down there together, and they come up with something. It's unbelievable. And I do that so bad compared to that old Frank guy. I mean,
Caliendo?
Frank, oh, Caliendo.
We all do everything bad compared to Frank.
Oh, man, he does that shit so good with Al Pacino. God, I love that guy. He just puts a smile on my face.
The 31 flavors, Baskin-Robbins. So many flavors.
That was damn good.
That was great.
That was damn good.
You know what? I got something I'm a little rubbed wrong. I got to ask you something.
Ask
you don't
me,
have
babe.
This issue anymore. So,
what,
so you don't even
impotence?
Think about it. No, you don't have this issue, so you don't understand the plight of the working man, and that is, how can oil be still down? And once a week, it jumps 20, 30 cents a gallon.
Oh, we're just fucking with the Russians and the Iranians.
No, I'm talking about to us.
Yeah, but
I'm driving down the street.
Our whole goal is to fuck with the Russians and Iranians till they fucking kill each other or they kill themselves. And it's so wrong because more and more you push the bear around in Russia, I'm telling you right now, we're not looking good here, boys. Boys and girls, be aware that 10, 15 cents we're getting off here, it's going to hurt us in the long run. We can't keep fucking with Russia like this.
The only thing I'm concerned about right now is that I paid 30 more cents a gallon for gas than I did 3 days ago, and nothing's changed. How in the hell does that happen?
Well, shit like that's been happening, and the thing about it is we gotta get right back to the old basics again and get this thing resolved. We can't be screwing other countries over, and when we do this, it's going to come back. It's going to trickle down to us, my friends.
Well, the hook is people like yourself that say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy me an electric car. And I don't need your asses no more.
Yeah, I like I said, I got a Tesla, and you just can't. Again, let me say that you can't eat a morning breakfast sandwich while driving that fucking car. They're all looking at you anyway, and here you go. You look like you just broke your jaw to put your mouth on this big sandwich, and you got a hot chick next to you. It's unbelievable.
Have you thought about, for entertainment purposes only, installing a dash cam to film you eating this breakfast sandwich on your way to work?
Oh, I got to see that.
Yeah.
I'll talk about YouTube hits.
Well, yeah, you know the thing about it, too. The wife said, I don't want to see you eat in this car at all. So after I get up, every time I get up, I'm looking around if I've left any evidence behind.
Well, pretty soon, and I don't know, we don't have an exact release date, but it won't be long. The car will actually be able to drive you here, and you can eat while it's driving.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I got the autopilot in it right now. How cool is that, by the way? I could get lit up. I could get toasted anywhere I want, and I just tell the car, hey, and I named the car Ocho Man, by the way.
You did.
Now, check this shit out. I don't know how the hell you people, I named it O-C-H-O, easy, Ocho.
Ocho.
Space, M-N. Okay? That's Ocho Man, not Ocho Minnesota, you douchebags.
Who said that?
I think, well, we were at lunch the other day, and somebody walks in and says, I see you're from Ocho, Minnesota.
No, our intern out there named Tony, he's out there saying that it says Ocho Man, it says Ocho, Minnesota, MN, and I'm like, no, dude, that's man, Ocho Man, Ocho Man.
So let me ask you guys this. I was looking at this. If I were to say to you, did you guys see the movie The Wild?
The Wild.
With actress Laura Reese. Or have you guys seen the movie Good Will Hunting with the actor Ben Bolt, B-O-L-D-T?
Who the hell is that?
I know Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, no, I got this list here. Okay. This is the real names of all
these
actors.
Wait, give us another shot here. What was the first one?
The first one was the movie that's out right now.
No, the girl's name.
Yeah, her name was Laura Reese.
Well, obviously that's probably...
Is that Reese Witherspoon?
It is. Yeah. That's her real name.
Ding, 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 ding.
Her real name is Laura Jean Reese.
Laura Jean. I could see why she would change that.
Well, is that pretty close to Norma Jean?
Laura Jean.
Goodbye, Norma Jean.
Ben Affleck, his real name. Benjamin Jezah Affleck Bolt. B-O-L-D-T.
Well, that's as Jewish as they come right there.
I mean, real close to Michael Bolton, too. He probably didn't want anything to do with that.
He
heard them songs in the 90s that said, get me out of here.
The best one on here is that Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, no.
That's a real name.
Oh, no.
That's a real name.
Yeah, how can you change Oprah?
Yeah.
I mean, how many Oprahs do you know out there?
One.
Thankfully not that many.
Think about that. No, there. That's a great statement. Is there anybody else in the world named Oprah?
I bet there was some lady. I mean, the audience is all chicks.
Apparently, that's
all
pissed
off chicks.
Apparently, her name was actually supposed to be
Orphine or something.
Orpah.
What the fuck is Orpah?
From the Bible, apparently. I don't remember an Orpah from
Sunday. Damn it,
from
I didn't read the Bible. Sorry, Lord.
I missed that one.
I just want to know if anybody in the whole world was named Oprah up until, 20 years ago when she became popular. I mean, because like right now, everybody's naming their kid Jax or Gemma. So I understand the popularity of people. But was anybody named Oprah back then?
You know what,
Oprah,
if I had a shot, if I had a change in names, I would name them after that one show on HBO with the...
Arnold Trump?
No.
Orange is the New Black.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Bigger than the bread box.
Jamie Lannister.
Oh, yeah. They got some cool fucking names
on that
show.
Or what?
That's the best show
I haven't
there.
Seen it.
Oh, you gotta, you gotta watch that. You know what? My Sons of Anarchy went downhill at the end. Even their last show on Sons of Anarchy I found it to be ridiculously stupid.
Oh, that's blasphemy.
Oh, listen, this is the show, man.
So I'm missing out? I got to see it?
Oh, man, you don't even know.
Dude, I'm ready to pull out my sword.
It is. Like
Keep your sword put away, please.
Yeah.
We're in close quarters.
Of all the shows out there right now, hands down, they spend the most money, the most actors, the most production equipment, everything on Game of Thrones.
And I think they're seeing the benefits of it, too.
Oh, it's huge, man. I mean, it's massive all around the world. It's not just massive here. It's massive in Europe. It's massive everywhere. I mean, it's just an incredible, unbelievable show.
You got to get on it, Jimbo. Yeah.
I'm looking for a show.
There you go.
Bud.
What you need to do is you need to go from day one, and you still got time. You still got to watch it, but this is the one. I mean, we'll even talk about the show.
Well, I'd like to because I'm looking for a show. You know, Sons of Anarchy's gone. Homeland takes forever when it goes off. We got Walking Dead coming back.
Walking Dead is beautiful. I like Walking Dead.
Hey, I've got an email here.
Oh.
You got an email?
Yeah. Okay.
Jimbo.
So this is an email from Mike A.
Mike A.
I'm not going to give his last name out now. I guess that would be rude.
No, no, don't do that.
Mike A. says he's from Missouri.
Missouri, Mike
yeah,
A.
Yeah, he's got to be.
That's where you're living at there.
Probably my friend. What do you got?
Anyway, he said, I just heard the episode with Armand, and I really enjoyed it. I wanted to know if you were going to have him on more often, and if so, when would I be able to hear him again? He was a great guest.
Hey, well, Mike A., I mean, what are you trying to say?
No,
you want me out?
No, no, no. Well, no. Dude, what we're going to do is we're going to have...
Was great. I mean,
we're going to have Jimbo, and we're going to have Armand on. Whenever Armand gets into town, he's in L.A. right now. He's got another big event that he's throwing out there. Well, he's part of it out there. I mean, the guy's...
He's an impressive guy.
He's an impressive guy. The guy, he's smart. I mean, he makes me look goddamn stupid every time he's
That's
on.
That's not exactly
Well, hard. You know, the guy's really good. And
but he's smarter than me, too, which makes me nervous.
Yeah, and it's going to be great having Armand on the show. Whenever he's in town, he said he would get on. And next week, check this out, too, guys.
Yeah, we got what some stuff got? Upcoming, huh?
Yeah, we're going to have... we're going to have Rafael Hernandez. Anyone not familiar with Rafael Hernandez, he's the top 10 jockey in the United States right now in horse racing.
And you are a huge horse racing fan.
Well, yeah, I love horse racing.
It's probably your number one passion, yes?
I got to tell you guys, football and horse racing, to me, is like dropping a big load. I love it.
Okay.
I can't get enough of horse racing.
Okay, quick question, no hedging. You can stand on the Cowboy sideline for a game, or you can ride a horse in the Kentucky Derby. Go.
The Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys. Okay. I got to tell you.
So you would rather watch a game from the sideline than ride a horse in the Derby?
Well, I would think I would fucking kill the horse.
Okay, this is all hypothetical. So now you're 125, 5'2".
I have cancer. If I'm 5'2", 125 pounds.
It's all hypothetical.
I can't visualize it, man. But I could definitely
I can't visualize you like that.
Yeah, no shit. But I could definitely see me on the Dallas Cowboys sideline. God, I love those guys. They're my dudes. But, by the way, Des Bryant, what day are we on? What day are we on the...
I don't know.
Has it been 3 weeks yet?
I don't... What?
21
what do you
days?
Got?
I
what
don't,
do you got?
Well, it's still not a catch.
It's still not a catch.
It's still not a catch.
Still not a catch.
Anyway, so that's what we got right now, my friends.
You know what? Speaking of still doesn't have it, I mean, everybody was, you know, things were going to be different. Did you see Tiger Woods yesterday?
Was he 2 over?
Yeah. It's not good.
That's not that bad. I mean, 2 over.
Well, he's like, what is he, 101st or something?
No. I'm not buying that, Chris, because when this guy, I'm telling you, traditionally, when he starts off really good lately, he's been falling back. Maybe right now, let's try the other end.
So you want to start off like shit and come
2 over.
Like a horse coming down the stretch.
Yeah, 2 over is not that bad with Tiger. You know Tiger's going to make one push here.
That's the
guy
mistakes.
That I told you guys about is Bubba, and Bubba is still shooting damn good, and I love this guy.
Yeah, I know you like him. I can't believe the way this Tiger Woods thing has went down. The epic collapse.
No. He needs good pie again. He needs good chicks. He needs hot chicks again. He needs to go back to paying for some pie again.
You don't...
Right, let me be the first to say congratulations to you, then. You get one vagina for the rest of your life. Real smart.
Well, yeah, that didn't fit him very well, but, you know...
He had to give up everything, didn't he? It was like 500, 600
Do you think
million?
Lindsey Vonn's got him on lockdown?
I don't know, but speaking of chicks, Lindsay Lohan. I got to tell
Lohan,
you. Lohan. Yeah, Lohan, I'm sorry. Her whole thing on paying back the public that the courthouse
made.
Yeah,
did you see that?
This is a joke.
Yeah.
It's a meet and greet. That's how she pays back the public. It's a meet and greet.
Well,
it should be money. Or our lives back.
Or no,
from her we've ever had
no.
To watch.
I really want
to
see her,
Chris,
on the side of the road picking up trash.
That's what I want to see. Exactly, Jimbo. I want to see her picking up trash like you had Kiefer Sutherland and guys like that out there. What do you mean meet and greet bullshit?
I think they need to
do
more.
Who the fuck wants to meet Lindsay Lohan anyway?
You know what?
A lot more people than you can.
She's in trouble again. The prosecutor, she put down that she did 18 hours. and she did like 5 minutes or 10 minutes at a play in London.
She's a fucking train wreck.
Yeah, she's yeah. Well, and she put down she did 18 hours of service work service. I don't know what's it called again.
Community service.
Community service. That's what it is. But it's bullshit.
Well, it's the society we live in. Oh, the footballs were only 2 pounds under. It's no big deal. Everybody does it. I'm sure whatever Lindsay Lohan did to get herself in trouble, everybody does. That's the society we live in. I'm tired of it. And I'm not going to take it anymore.
No, that's my guy.
You know what time it is, Coach?
What time is it, Jimbo?
These people are tired of hearing me. They want to hear from you.
All right. Well,
it's time. It's time to help these people make some money.
Before I get to that, hey, Chris, give them the big. I'm not going to let these guys go like that. I want Chris to let them know what our show's all about.
Yeah, so if you want to find the Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball, just go to the iTunes store. Search for it in the podcast section. You can subscribe. You can download it. Share it with a friend. It would be
numbers are going up, aren't they, Chris?
The numbers are escalating every day in the new and noteworthy section of iTunes. In the huge
from East Coast to West Coast,
huge popularity rankings. So Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball is
moving
in
the right direction.
The
yeah.
Also. If you want to find us on the web, it's behindtheeightball.ochoman.com. You can find us on social media on Facebook. Just search for Ocho Man. And shoot us an email, ochoman@ochoman.com.
And you know what? We have another site, too. We just opened up with Behind the Eight Ball.
Yeah, if you search for Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball on Facebook, you can see the new Facebook page specifically for the Behind the Eight Ball show. And like I said, on the web, behindtheeightball.ochoman.com.
Oh, that was beautiful, Chris.
Well, it's Super Bowl time.
Super Bowl time.
Everybody's been anxiously waiting all week.
By the way, one last thing. Where are you going for Super Bowl?
I'm going to go to my friend's house.
Friend's house? A lot of people?
Yeah, you know, kids, you know, the family
kids,
thing.
Stuff like
yeah,
that.
You know, big TV. You know, our buddy Henson.
Gary's house.
Yeah, he's got a great setup, and he's invited some of us over. And
that son of a bitch didn't invite me, you know.
No, I don't blame him.
You don't blame him?
No, you know what? Actually, I'm surprised you both are the biggest cowboy honks in town. And McCullough.
No shit. Oh.
You two and McCullough.
Oh, McCullough. Sorry, he's a joke. Anyway, my friends, it's Super Bowl pick time, and this is what you guys have been waiting for. And I tell you what, my picks have been outstanding lately. Yesterday, we broke even, but you know what? We're going to have problems like that. But it's again, we broke even. And our big play for this weekend is our Super Bowl play. Vegas has made this, I'm telling you right now, they made this a 48 on the over and under, and now it's down to 47.5.
Ooh.
I don't see this happening, my friends, as this game going over. I look at this game being a tight Seattle win. That's what I'm seeing here. I'm looking at this one being a 23-16, and I'm looking at Seattle.
Wow.
Seattle wins this one on a low score. And I'm telling you right now, my big play here, the one that you just fucking lock it up on, is the 47.5. There's no way that this game is going over 47.5. This one's going to be a tight game. You got Gronkowski. He's going to be looking to the middle here. And these Seattle linebackers are way too damn fast to allow anything to emerge from the middle. I'm looking at this being closed. I'm looking at this one being a tight game. I don't see Russell Wilson taking full advantage of this game either. I'm looking at a slow wear and tear on both defenses. Final score here, 23-16, and I've got Seattle on this one, Jimbo.
You heard it right here. So you obviously are in the camp of you think that
I think the defense.
Sherman and they're fine?
I really hope he doesn't pull this bullshit that he's got a kid on the way or whatever, which, you know what, I wouldn't mind, but I'm telling you right now, you got to be there. Your boys are counting on you. And I think Seattle wins this one 23-16. And there's going to be a lot of scrutiny coming down on New England right now with all the deflatable balls and all this shit. I think it's going to pay off here because NFL does not like scrutiny. And look what they did to Dez Bryant and the Dallas Cowboys. I think you may see some calls going in the favor of Seattle that might have went either way.
Well, maybe the conspiracy theorists would say that Richard Sherman is going to miss this game to go for the birth of his child as an excuse when really, what if he's hurt?
No. Jim, I got to tell you this, man. This is all bullshit that he's feeding off of right now. He's enjoying the hell out of it. I'm looking at this one. Richard Sherman will be playing. Seattle will be on full force here on defense. And I'm saying to you right now, they shut Brady and Gronkowski down. I'm looking at this one, 23-16. Nothing even close to 47.5. That's what I got on this game, my friends. This is Super Bowl. And again, it's great talking to you guys out there. Have fun this Sunday. Be safe. We got a lot of things going on. I know. Hey, and if you're Seattle, you win it. Be safe out there. And if you're New England out there, be safe. I know you guys like to throw cars over and shit like that, but take it easy on people out there. Well, you can't do that shit anyway. You're 6 feet under snow. Anyway, Jimbo, great doing a show with you.
It was awesome as always.
Chris, you got anything left?
Thanks for having me, Ocho Man. And everyone, remember, on the iTunes store to leave a rating review. It helps us a lot. Very much appreciate it.
Oh, I love it. All right, my friends, Ocho Man from Jimbo and Chris, we are out of here.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough... The tough get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
The Ocho Man, behind the eight ball, only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes podcast store.